Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Cork. We already knew it was the fillet of Munster, but now it's the fillet of the All-Ireland Hurling Final. Cork is alive after crushing the five in a row. Confidence, not that it was ever low, is now at an alarming DEFCON flatly. For the first time since two O'Donovan brothers pulled like dogs in Tokyo. And every Cork man and woman on the airwaves has gone full blood and bandage.
Coming up on The Last Word tonight, a Cork special. Culture Club with Donal O'Cusack. Charlie Weston on how Cork people can prevent being scalped by rapacious Dublin hotels. President Micheál Martin, he'll be giving us his telly picks of the week. And in music, John Cadell is sacked. So we'll have music with Sonny O'Sullivan and Dermot O'Rourke.
There's just no getting away from Cork. That was the Frank and Walters for the fourth time in succession. And here they are again. What's that you said, John? Five in a row? Up ya boya. The people of Cork are so giddy with excitement. It's rumoured that Rob Heffernan even broke into a run out near Glanmire on Sunday evening. Ronan O'Gara claims that while in Paris, the Mona Lisa briefly cracked a smile on full time. Cork and Limerick was so exciting that even the great Morgan Freeman came out of his enforced retirement.
82,300 people. And I was there. Patrick Horgan, Glen Rovers. Declan Dalton, Father O'Neill's. And the one and only Pa Collins, Ballinhessick. I haven't seen a Collins take a shot like that since Béile na Blá in 1922.
Cork. Anticipation is mounting. The panna is full of the laughter of langers again and the busking of John Spillane.
Let me say to Seamus Harnady and Castle Lyons, Niall O'Leary, Damien Cahalan and Brian Hayes, on the most beautiful of summer days. Well done, everyone. Well done, everyone. On behalf of me and everybody here by the Lee, well done, everyone. That's brilliant.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Today.